No, guys, it's fine. Yeah, I'm just gonna go out for a minute. Well, 'cause I need a little bit of a break. All this loud music is making my ears ring. And too many people. All in my space. Ugh. Yeah. Don't worry, I won't leave. And if I did, I would text you. Okay? Okay. Jeez.
Those guys, man. You'd think they were my parents, the way that they're always hanging off of me. Oh shit. I'm so sorry. I didn't know there was anyone else out here. Are you good? Sorry if that sounds rude. It's just like you're just kind of sitting there. Well, I mean, yeah, you are allowed to sit there. No one, what? I was about to say no one owns the porch, but no, David owns the porch. This is his house. But it's just like you're sitting in like the fetal position with your like head between your knees. That's not really normal to do at a party, unless you're like pissed drunk and you're just taking a second. Well, I'm taking a second and I'm not pissed drunk, so I guess that doesn't really make sense. Listen, are you okay? Like, actually? Well, you're just. You don't look good. You look like you're really overwhelmed. Not used to parties? I mean, I can't relate, but fair enough. Was it just like too much alcohol and too much people, or just like the music was too damn loud? Because if that's the case, I can go in and tell David to like turn it down a bit. Oh, he'd listen to me. Doesn't really have a choice with the amount of. Well, you don't need to worry about that. No, I would not have an issue doing that. Parties are only fun if everyone's enjoying themselves. And not like fetal position on the porch looking like they're about to collapse. Well, I guess you can't collapse if you're already on the floor. Hold on. Let me sit down with you. Yeah, no, like this is happening. I'm sorry. No, that's invasive. I'll sit back here, actually. I don't want to get in your space if you're feeling overwhelmed. Sorry, that was almost a really dick move. I'm so sorry. Well, just because I'm used to being surrounded by people, one, doesn't mean I like it, and two, doesn't mean I don't know that that's not for everyone. Yeah, when you're feeling overwhelmed, you don't need to let some loudmouth party girl into your space just because she wants to be there. Establish your boundaries, Queen. Sorry. Sorry. It's something of a girl habit, I guess. When you see someone and like this at a party, usually means several things could be wrong. Oh yeah, well you're not a party girl, so that doesn't prevent you from getting help if you need it. Huh. So it's just really not your scene? Your friends bailed on you? What the hell? Well, no, you don't ditch someone, especially if they're not used to parties like this. That's just a really shitty thing to do. No, it's not okay. Especially like if you're feeling like this, like you're trapped, do you have your phone or something? You tried texting them. Calling? Ugh, you did that, huh? And they just didn't fucking answer you. Wow, okay. That? Oh, sorry. That's the kind of thing that gets under my skin. Well, because parties are loud and full of people and can be really, really shitty if you're not in the right headspace for it. And to get ditched in a party surrounded by people that you don't know. Oh, ho, ho. What's your friend's name? Yeah. Let me know. No, I'm not gonna go, like, high school bully on them. But, like, Yeah, I guess it's not really my business, but, like, if you want someone to give them a talking to, someone who knows just how terrible it is when you're left in a place like this, you let me know. And I will absolutely have a sit down with them. Because that shit's not okay. Your friend shouldn't do that to you. Yeah, I guess it is kind of weird for me to get this mad on behalf of someone that I don't really even know. But at the same time, it's like, it's human goddamn decency. You're having a bad time here, and that's not fair to you. Parties are supposed to be fun. You're supposed to be in your element. I guess it is kind of fun to see someone get mad on your behalf. Hell, if I can be entertaining to you, then I've done more at this party than I ever expected to. It's okay. It's fucking use me if you need to. Vent at me if you want. Trust me, I'll listen. Actually, you know what? Sorry. I'm trying so hard not to be pushy, since you're already pretty overwhelmed. But, like, would it be okay if I gave you my number? Yeah. Okay. The whole popular girl thing giving you your number. Wait, no. Giving you her number. Wow. Don't mind me, I'm just roiling in my own embarrassment. See, this is why I don't understand why people think the quote-unquote popular people are shitty, like, automatons of perfection. I don't see it. They're just my friends. And people who are friends of my friends. I don't like the whole pedestal thing. I'm just a party girl. And somehow that got me a good reputation. But if being the, again, quote-unquote popular girl makes you uncomfortable and you're cool with it? Okay. Don't feel like I'm pressuring you. Or, no. I don't want to make it feel like I'm pressuring you. I don't want to put pressure on you to make you feel like you have to give in to my demands. If that makes any goddamn sense. I want to get to know you. Because I feel like you could maybe use a friend who's, one, not going to bail on you in a situation like this. And two, knows these kinds of scenes and can help you find a more fitting social setting for you. Because, like, drunk party with a bunch of knuckleheads doesn't really seem like something you would willingly choose to do. Mmm. So, like, drinking isn't the issue. It would be the partying aspect. Are you more of, like, a chill bar scene? You want to be able to sit down with your drink and hear the music? Over, you know, listening to a bunch of drunk idiots screaming lyrics? Oh, trust me. I get that. It's not for everyone. Wasn't really for me for the longest time. Tell you what. I'm gonna head inside real quick. I'll tell my friends where I'm going and also, like, get you a drink of water. Cause, like, yeah, I think I'm about done drinking too. And we could just, like, hang out here on the porch. And if you feel like you can handle more people, I could bring one or two of my less enthusiastic friends. And we can, you know, just sit down and have, like, a normal conversation. Yeah. Trust me, it's no trouble. And if I know David, and I do, he's probably reached his limit with people in his house. The party's gonna be winding down soon anyway. Oh yeah, I bet your friend said that David's all about partying until the morning, seeing the sunrise, blitzed out of your brain, but no. David's got like a pretty good 3 to 4 hour limit. Once he hits that, he's had more than enough. Especially because I'm pretty sure Zach broke something in there. And, like, nothing ruins a party more than some fucking idiot breaking someone's stuff. And thinking that makes him the life of the party. I don't like Zach. Ooh, that interests you. Do you like a little bit of that? Getting a little bit of the into it? The insider info on the quote-unquote circles and clicks? Oh, honey, the stuff I have seen and the stories I can tell you. Oh, this seems like a much better way to spend the evening. Oh, it's not gossip if I've deadass seen it. Oh, the amount of times I've seen drunk people throw up into potted plants. Oh, I'll get your mind off of being ditched, I promise. You will not be able to think of your friend when you're thinking about all the ways that someone can almost drown themselves while being on an inflatable chair at a pool. Don't worry. I'll keep you company for the rest of the night. Sound good?